For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Welcome back from the camp. Hope you are all fine. And I hope the year has been awesome. Hope you know this is the second quarter of 2021. That vision you have, how far? That your new resolution for 2021. How's it been? Is it in the paper? This year I'm going to pray XYZ hour. This year I'm going to study. This year I'm going to. So what's the status? What's the report? We are still planning. This is already second quarter of 2021. This year I'm going to make 2 million naira. What's your account reading? Hallelujah. I want you to take intentional steps to what you want to do. Because don't make the days count. Make the days count. Don't just count the days. Hallelujah. Days are passing. Like joke, you'll be having white beard. It'll be like a joke to you. One day you'll just be, look, I'm seeing white hair on your head. Like joke. That's the way. How many of you believe you are 21? You remember when you're in SS2, right? Just like joke, you are now 25. Then once upon a time, your father will be telling you, who is that girl coming to see you now? How far? When are you going to marry? Like joke, right? Things are changing, and you better change. Because you're no longer a small person. Sometimes I have to tell myself, you're not a small boy, behave. Hallelujah. Because sometimes when I look at my status, I look like a small boy. When I look at my age, I say, you're not a small person. Is that not true? So sometimes don't look at your structure, look at your age. And then calculate how many years you have more to live. Is that not true? And then at the pace you are going, will you ever have 1 million naira in your life? Or at the pace you are going, will you ever impact somebody? Will things really change? So take intentional steps. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I believe everyone that are taking a step, the blessing of God is resting upon you already. And then those who are about to take a step, may the blessing of God rest on you. In Jesus' name. But 2021 must count for you. In Jesus' name. As you are advancing the kingdom, somebody will make your life advance. You build a church for God, God will build a church for you. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. You know, somebody, like I said in the first service, somebody has bought our fans already. And then I remember when I was praying for him, I said, you are making people to be cold in church. Your life must be cold. Yes, you cannot make the house of God have AC or fan. And then you'll be sweating on the road. It's not possible. You cannot make God smile and you cry. He will supervise your smiling event. Is that not true? What you make happen for the kingdom will make happen for you. You build a church for God, you will never be a tenant for life. Is that not true? Yes. So make things happen for the kingdom. Our theme for the year is our year of what? Kingdom advancement. Intentionally advance the kingdom. Anything you make happen for God, He will make happen for you. What you sow, God is not Nigeria government. What you do, He will pay you in hundredfold. Are we together? Come on, are we together? I remember we were moving to this place. I said, Lord, I had a figure. I said, Lord, I want to do any budget that is in this place that is this figure. I'll take care of it. 4 zeros. And I said, Lord, I was not looking for, and then when it came, I just straight. Because once you make, people cannot be given and the pastor is prophesying, it is well with you, amen. No, I have to give too. If I want God to bless me. So do something, advance the kingdom, let the soul to Christ. Bring a soul to church. All you can do is, please, there is service I want you to come, I will pay your transfer, 100 naira coin, 100 naira come, I will pay. Do that for the kingdom. And let the person hear the word of God. That investment will never forget. How do you get that? Give somebody a message. I remember I had a friend that was a serial fornicator. You know serial fornicator? Serial. Christian Muslim ladies, no respect. And then I gave him a message. Dancers at the Gate of Hell by D.K. Olukoya. How many of you have listened to that message before? Yes. If you have not listened to it, you must listen to that message. When you listen to it, you'll be afraid. So I gave him the message. That was all I did. Today is a pastor. Yes. Pastor in a church. Fool. Married, behave himself. So all you need to do, invest, intentionally advance the kingdom. Change somebody's life and your life will never be the same. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm happy to have you in church, and the word of God is blessing you and is changing our lives, and it will do the same this morning for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says, He has sent me to preach deliverance to people, to preach the word of God, to preach help. The word of God, knowledge is always better. Hallelujah. Knowledge will always save you. So anytime it's time for the word of God, God speaking to you, of course He has directed me and given me what to speak to you about. And I believe your heart will be open in the name of Jesus Christ. As young people, there are things you need primarily that will help you grow in life. And then the month of April, we are focusing on those things. Last Sunday, we'll look at the place of fatherhood and mentoring. Why you need a mentor, why you need a father, the role of a father, what they will do. We look at last week, Wednesday, we look at all around, we look at every area about fatherhood, why you need to be mentored. Hallelujah. It was, and I believe if you are not around, you can get it and listen to it. Hallelujah. I believe it will bless you. But today we'll be looking at the art of following. Now we have taught you the need, why you need a father, why you need a mentor. Some of you here are mentors already. I know some of you here have people following you, two of us. You must answer me. Some of you here have people following you, two of us. Looking up to you and say, please help me, show me the way. I like this. It's true, yes. I know that definitely some of you cannot tell me the way you are. Nobody's following you. Nobody's following you. So, today I'll be looking at the art of following, because you too, you are following someone, right? How many of us here, who, if you don't have a spiritual father, you don't have. Let me see your hands up. If you don't have. Let me see your hands up. If you don't have a mentor. You see, all of us have. Right? So, it's important you learn how to follow your father. It's important you learn how to follow your mentor. Are we together? 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1, the Bible says, follow me as I follow Christ. That is always as example for you. Every child observe his parent and begin to act like that. I've noticed children that their parents use insulting when they begin to insult their younger ones like that. Is that not true? Children just copy their parent and paste. So you follow somebody, the first thing you did, if you grew up in a home where everybody eat in the parlor in the bedroom, you eat like that. You grew up in a home, as a child, you see, never fail. You grow up and learn how to do that kind of thing. So everything in life you learn and you copy and then you follow. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ was the greatest follower on earth because he followed God and he showed us in the scriptures. So the art of following means, number one, to be submissive to authority. We look at that in first service. Number two, we said it means taking and obeying instructions. Anybody that doesn't like taking instruction, anytime they give instruction to you, it irritates you. That something is wrong. Are we together? Anytime somebody say come, anytime somebody go, anytime somebody say sit, anytime somebody say stand, you have a problem with it. Something is wrong. Hallelujah. Number three, the art of following means learning skills and copying methods. Learning, the art of following means you are learning a skill and then you are copying a method. You are following someone. You are following the footsteps of somebody and then you are learning their skills and then you are copying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Judges chapter 7 verse 17, the man said, follow me and do as I do. Follow me. Just look at what I am doing and do it the way I am doing it. The way Jesus Christ raised up a person from the dead, that was exactly the way Peter did it. Bible says Jesus Christ, why did you miss it? We are good, right? Judges chapter 7 verse 17. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ entered the room and said, everybody go out. What is the name? Talitha. No, he said Talitha Kumi. Is that not true? That was the same way Peter did it. When Peter came, he said, when Dorcas was dead, he sent everybody outside. And then the same way, called their name. Is that not true? The same way Elijah parted the water was the same way Elisha parted it. He came and saw Elijah, remove the mantle and parted it. You that you are following, Kukuma, you remove the mantle. Don't come and stand and say, now, me, my father parted with the mantle. Me, I am declaring. No. You are following, you learn the way it is done. Are we together? And then do it that way. There are certain men of God that do things certain way. I don't do this because I don't follow them. I do exactly what my spiritual father do. Hallelujah. I don't see him stand and say certain things, I don't say it. I don't see him stand and do certain things, I don't do it. I don't see him and say, God has told me no. There are certain things he doesn't do. And because I am following, I am learning his skills. And copying his method. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. To the art of following means following God's ordained instructions and directions. When you follow God's ordained, there are particularly instructions, there are particular instructions that God has ordained. When you follow it, hallelujah, the visions, the things that God has said about your life, the instructions that God has given, the particular spoken words that God has given you is called following. Following God ordained instructions and ordained directions and visions. There are facts about following I want you to get. Number one is that all true leaders are good followers. You cannot lead well if you don't follow. Are we together? Anyone that is a bad leader is a bad follower. He has never followed, he's not following someone. Number two, I said in the first service is, you can never lead well if you don't follow. If you are not under authority, you will not lead well. And then I said in number three, I said, sometimes you have to follow in order to lead. You have to follow, like, and I gave an example, Pastor Min follows me and then he's the head of the choir. You see, you are following someone and then they make you a head. Bible says he made, David was the overall head, but he made some people head of thousands, head of hundred, and head of ten. I'll see you in the other. Now, they are following him, but they too, they are leaders. So sometimes you have to follow to lead. Do you get it? You have to be listening to somebody. Now, every authority, are we together? Every authority has somebody ahead of him. There is no authority on earth that doesn't have anybody on top. The children submit to the parent. The wife submit to the husband. The husband submit to Christ. Christ submit to God. Is that not right? Every spiritual father you follow or mentor you follow, they have somebody over them. And then when we go to the boss, that the adeboy on the top, he has God on his top. True? So every authority that you are following must be under another. If he's not under another, that means he has excused himself from being followed. You want somebody to follow you, you to follow somebody. You want somebody to mentor you, you to be mentored by somebody. You want somebody to call you a father, you to be fathered by somebody. So every authority is under another authority. There's no ultimate. We have the local government, NCC, we have local government, we have national. National have Board of Patron have Nigeria. Is that not true? Nigeria have African Union. They have African Union. African Union have UN, have EU. There is somewhere to checkmate you. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. So to understand authority well, you must follow. If you really want to understand how power works, that means you must follow somebody. Luke chapter 7 verse 10, 8. If you want to understand the strength of authority or the way authority works, you must follow. Bible says, I am a man under authority, having servant following me. Is that not true? And then I tell one to go and he comes. And I tell one to sit down and he sits down. So you don't need to follow me. Just say a word. Because the centurion servant understand the way authority works. You don't have to be there for what you are saying to happen. So he said, Jesus Christ, don't come. Just speak. I understand by authority it will happen. Come on, do you understand what I'm talking about? So if you want to understand power and authority, you will understand how it works. When you follow, you will understand power. You will understand authority. Benefit of following. The Bible says, follow me and I will make you. Matthew chapter 4 verse 19. Number 2, I gave in first of all, I said, following creates room for impartation. Bible says, when they saw the boldness of Peter, James and John, they knew that they had been with them. When we hear the way you talk, we will know the person you follow. Are we together? When we hear the way you talk, we know the way who you follow. All the sons of Archbishop in Dausa, all of them are roaring like lions. See Bishop Adeboye. They will tell President Abacha said, there should not be crusade in Nigeria. And then Archbishop Benjida was not in the country, he was in America. He said, why did I hear? He said, God, what did you say? Then God said, you too, what did you say? He said, God, I want a crusade. So he came back to Nigeria and held the biggest crusade ever in history. Big one in Lagos, big one in Abuja, when the president said, Abacha not, said there should not be crusade. Mega. His son, Bishop Oyedepo, today every government is afraid of him because he will not fear you.
He will call you by name and say, this thing is wrong. They have not born you well. Is that not true? Because that is the way he was. That was who he followed. They cannot take none. He's his son again. Dr. Paul and Neche. He will say, put the camera on me. I want to see Nigeria dead. Have you ever heard him say that kind of thing before? I don't know if you used to follow him at all. So all of you that want to see Nigeria dead, we will bury you. We will bury you. You call them by name. They are not, that is, it tells you the kind of lineage they are coming from. They don't keep quiet when they are being assaulted. Are we together? So when you follow, it will create room for, you cannot follow a lion and be behaving like a chicken. Somehow you will learn how to roar. Right? You will learn how to behave like a lion. Hallelujah. Now, following will make you above, live above your equals. You will not be at the level of your mate. You will not be thinking like your mate. Hallelujah. When you see a child that grew up among adults, and then you see him with his mate, all the rest will play with charcoal. You'll be sitting there and be watching them. Two of us. Why? Because he grew up among adults. He doesn't behave like his equals. You will see above your equals, number 5, I say, you will make you humble. For this service, when you follow, it makes room for supervision and monitoring. When you are following somebody, you can be supervised and you can be monitored. That's another benefit of following. In Judges chapter 21, verse 25. Judges 21, 25. The Bible said, there was no king in Israel and everybody did what he wanted. Hallelujah. There was no king, so everybody did what they want to do. Because nobody to supervise them. They woke up when they want to wake up, do what they want to do. In Proverbs 4, verse 20, 21, say, my son, give attention to my words. Incline thy ears to my saying. Do not let them depart from your mouth. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to them that find it, and then health to all their flesh. In Mark 3, verse 14, the Bible says, he called them that they would be with him, and that he may send them. So, he supervised them the time they wake up. Because some people think ministries mean when you're a pastor, you wake up when you want to wake up. So he taught them, you wake up early. Bible says a great while before they get up to go and pray. Three of us. He taught them how, he said, when you enter a house and they give you food, stay there and eat what they have. Don't move to another house. He taught them how to. So when you follow, you can be supervised. You can be monitored. People can't just say, no, don't go here, don't do this one, don't do this one. Somebody should be telling you instructions because they have gone ahead of you. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Yes. So somebody should be able to, okay, this is the way to make this happen, this is the way to make this happen. Supervise your relationship, supervise your money, supervise your house. Supervision is not the same as control. You must understand that. You must be comfortable with being supervised. You must be able to be comfortable with giving reports. Are we together? It's different from being controlled. We should supervise you. Somebody should be able to supervise. Your mentor should be able to supervise you. Where are you now? What are you doing right now? Where are you going? It's not controlling you. Are we together? Supervising you. How many of you have ever wanted to do one bad thing and then your mentor, your father called you and then you stopped that? You didn't do that bad thing because of that call. Has it ever happened to you? Has it ever happened to you? Yes. You need to be prepared. If you truly follow somebody and then the person has been in your heart, most times I could remember there was a day one guy wanted to hate where he was. I just had it in my spirit, called this guy. And then he was a mentee. So I called him and said, how are you now? What is happening? What's happening? Kilonshali, where are you now? What's happening now? He didn't tell me immediately after the apostle, because the apostle that called delivered me. Yes. Because God will always tell the person who mentors you or monitors you. Because see, spiritual fatherhood is not just cartoon. It's not just language. It is real. They are supposed to father. A father supervise and cover and watch what happens to you. You can bring the wrong person. You may not see that this person is wrong. But when your spiritual father looks at this person, he knows it's wrong. No, this thing will not work. This thing is not going anywhere. Are we together? So you need to be able to be supervised. You need somebody to be able to make good grades in school. You need a first class student to tell you how to read. I remember first time, I didn't make a first class. So I was reading one first class student. I noticed that the way they read is different from us. That made 2-1, 2-2, that class and pass. The way first class read, they read in between the line. I saw the guy underlining things that you know. I said, when I picked the book, I said, this coming out. The places I jumped, I saw the guy underlining in between the line and was, why is this guy serious? Then I understood. And do you know, shockingly, when we went to exam hall, that same place I now followed, that was the same that came out. I got A in that course. Strength of material, I can't forget it. A! Reading me. So, there is a way they do it. You'll be reading the way you're reading, you end with that class. But follow somebody that is the welfare class behave. When they give material, they buy immediately. You say, I'll buy later. Well, photocopy from Johnson. Is that not true? That was why you graduated with a grade. You graduated. But the first class, at their gift, they will not have money to buy the material. They always have bags. But NAWUS, you know NAWUS? National Association of Students. The NAWUS will always come with their book folded and then have their children. That's the way they come. Two of us. First class, they always, most of them work with bags in school. Is that not true? You see, all of us is true because I went to a different school from your school, but all of them, they behave the same way. They will carry material that's not relevant with the lecture they are going to. Because that is the way they behave. Hallelujah. So when you follow them, my mentor, my direct mentor, told me that his child was far behind in class. So he picked the boy and went to the primary school. This is secondary school, primary school. He said, where is the boy's class? So they took him to the class. When I met the teacher, I said, who is the best student in this class? So the teacher showed the father the best student. His boy went to the seat and said, sit down here. Today, this is your seat. That time, he came third position. Third from back. By associating with brain. Yes. He said from that day, he warned the son, today is your friend. Even if he insults you, say thank you. Because of what you are getting. So the who you follow will determine your monitoring, your supervision. They'll tell you, no, don't do this one. Don't bother about this one. They have all the past questions. They will rehearse you. I just read in the last 2 years. No, that one will not come outside. That one will not come outside. Hallelujah. I read of a medical doctor, Bishop Dakar, me said, when you were in medical school is in a way that if you don't read past questions, you will definitely fail. See, so what they do is they read past questions. So there was one of the best students, read all the past questions. Then there was 1 year, he said, no, this one, no, it's not going to be ready. He said, he read all the past questions and just, you know, this one cannot come outside. He said that when he went to the exam hall, to his amazement, the lecturer was not even ashamed to edit the year of that past question he ignored. That was exactly the past question that was brought. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Like, even the year on the old past question was not edited. It was not a mistake that he brought exactly to them. That was how he failed that exam. Everybody had A. So follow so that you can be supervised. Hallelujah. Number what? Number 7. Following creates room for recommendation. In Philippians chapter 2 verse 20, Apostle Paul was recommending Timothy. He said, I have no one like-minded that can take care of you. Who you follow will recommend you. Hallelujah. Number 8, following will make life easier and faster for you. What did I say? It will make life easier and what? Faster for you. That is what I saw, that's what we call pack of bear. What pack of bear? You always find them in the snow. Hallelujah. So what they happen is they have a leader that will go through the snow and break the snow. And then all the rest will follow a straight line and follow him in a broken snow. Do you understand? Have you ever seen that image? Okay, I've seen it, right? So that is the way it does. Your life will be easier. Because they have parted the way for you. They have made the ministry easy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Following will guide you and provide easy direction. In Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16, the Bible says, stand in the way and then you will hear a voice. You will be directed. You will be helped on where to go and where to follow. Following will guide you and provide easy direction. Jeremiah 6:16. Hallelujah. Isaiah 13 verse 26. The Bible says your teacher will not be removed from you. But you hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. Hallelujah. So following will provide easy direction. Sometimes you don't even need to be concerned. There are people that say that God said this is what is going to happen in Nigeria. Just imagine. You went to God to pray for year 2021. Lord, what is for this country?
and then Daddy Adeboye. Before you say you are planning your retreat next week for Nigeria, then this week Daddy Adeboye said, this is what God told me. Then Bishop Oyedepo said, this is what God told me. And Daddy, all of them said this, almost the same thing. Kukuma, save yourself from your fasting. Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? Or do you think God said that Adeboye is something about Nigeria and he come and tell you more details? Because I like you, Pastor Mint. So, God will tell you more details that you did not tell that Papa. No, it doesn't work that way. Your life can be easy. Just follow what God told them. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Following someone will help you become a better version of yourself. Bible says, iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpens, Proverbs 27 verse 17. Iron will always sharpen iron, and then a man will sharpen what? The countenance of his friend. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, the Bible says, as you behold, you are being transformed. As you look into Jesus Christ, look at somebody, your life is changing. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. When I look at the way Dr. Paul Enetche dresses, I want to dress like him. It has affected my dressing skills. Hallelujah. When I look at the way he walks on stage, when I look at the way Bishop Dag, when you watch somebody, it will affect your life. It will affect everything about you. Who you follow will affect you. It will make you improve. You'll become better. If you're a singer and then you follow certain singers, you'll be better. Don't you imagine if you're a singer and then you follow Marvin Sapp? Or you follow who? CC Winans. Yesterday I was listening to CC Winans for almost 2 hours. More than. I was just watching the excellence. The flawlessness. The anointing. It was just like I could just lick her mouth. Thank you so much for being here. It was just so sweet. If I am a singer, I'm not a singer. Hallelujah. I would have said by listening consistently, my singing will be better. See, I stand on the stage maneuvering, the charisma, the persona, the smile, the injunctions in certain words, it will make you a better singer. Is that not true? Yes. So when you follow you yourself, you become a better. As I listen to other people preach, I am a better preacher by following them. Is that not right? I've learned when to call the message. I've learned when to begin to minister. I have learned the way to carry the crowd. I learned when people are not following by following others. I have learned things to beat. I've learned how to construct my message. I've learned the more you follow others, you will be a better version of yourself. There is an upcoming football star, Mbappe. How many of you know him? Okay, all of you don't watch football. I don't watch football myself, but at least I know you should be current. He followed C. Ronaldo ever since when he was a child, had all his pictures in his room, and today he's a star. By following him. So you yourself, you have a lot of potentials in you. But then, to bring them out, follow somebody. Are we together? And then number 11, following preserves you. Esther was preserved because she chose to follow and listen to Mordecai. When he told her, don't do this one. Join us in the fast. In Esther chapter 4 from verse 13 to 14. Don't think because you are in the palace you'll be exempted. And when she followed, she was preserved. How many of you can call Psalm 23? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, go. The Lord is my what? Shepherd. Shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside what? The still waters. He what? Restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Is that not true? Then the rest. As a shepherd and as a sheep, when you are following, your shepherd clears the way before you come. Is that not true? Even you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he will make all things walk before you come. So as you are following, you'll be preserved. But when you live as a rebel, imagine a cow leaving Lagos and saying, I'm going to Kano on its own. Think about a cow from Kano to Lagos, I want to enter the bush. Do you think he will ever reach Ondo State? Somebody will have Somebody will have taken the cow and used it for suya since. Two of us. But if there is a shepherd, shepherd moved their cow from Lagos to Kano. Back again during the dry season. Two of us. Because they lead the cows. But the cow alone is dead. He will not make it. He cannot make it. So when you follow, you are preserved.
Hallelujah.
When not to follow, there are situations when you should not follow. Number one, when the leadership is out of scripture, when the person you are following is doing things out of scripture, you should not follow. 1 John chapter 4 verse 1 says, test the spirit. And the 2 Timothy 3:16 gave us the purpose of scriptures. When a leader wake up and begin to give you an instruction that is anti-scripture, don't follow that leader. Following is not remote or robotic. Hallelujah. Once the person has excused scripture, he has excused himself from followership. Are we together? When not to follow, number two. When there is abuse and corruption in leadership, don't follow that leader. 1 Samuel 19 verse 10. And then 1 Kings 11 verse 40. Once you discover that the leader you are following has brought in abuse and corruption, don't follow that person. No matter the person. Are you hearing me? Because I'm teaching you following now, there are situations when you should not follow. Don't follow a leader that abuses you. There are always leaders that will not abuse you. God will raise a leader that will not abuse you. The Bible says, I hate my shepherd because they don't take care of the sheep. A shepherd should protect you and not cause you harm, right? Hallelujah. Number three, when the end of following that person is doomed, don't follow somebody that the end is doomed. Bible says, I am the way, the truth. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. Anyway, I am the door that will lead you to doom. Hallelujah. Any boyfriend that will lead you to doom, don't follow. Any girl that will lead you to doom, don't follow. Any business that will lead you to crying, they have taken my investment, don't follow. True or yes? True or yes? Don't follow when the leader is taking you to doom. That means don't follow the devil, right? Because the devil will ever lead you to doom. And don't follow his agent because they will lead you to doom. Hallelujah. And finally, when not to follow. Don't follow a leader that is not under authority. In Numbers chapter 16 from verse 1 to 5, the story of Dathan, Korah, and Abiram. When they cut short from the authority of Moses, that was when they excused themselves from followership. Don't follow a leader that is not under somebody, that you cannot praise him. There's a man of God in this country that the major problem many people have of being with him is they cannot point to his spiritual father. Or they cannot trace his root. They cannot, where are you coming from? Everybody came from somewhere. When you mention Bishop Dadi Adeboye, you can tell the pastor that handed over to him how he was trained. His story is in the open. You mention Pastor W.F. Kumi, you can trace his story. You mention Bishop Adeboye, you can trace his story. You mention Pastor Michael Konko, you can trace his story. Pastor Chris, you can trace his story. Two of us. Everybody, you cannot just appear. Is that not true? You cannot just appear and say, God has sent you. What do you mean by God has sent you? So don't follow the kind of people. Number five, don't follow when there's a manipulation and control. Bible says, I lay before you life and death. Choose. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19. Joshua chapter 24 verse 15. Okay. Deuteronomy 30 verse 19. I lay before you life and death. God is always a God that gives options. And then gives you the opportunity to choose. In Joshua chapter 24 verse 14, 15 says, as for me and my house, that was Joshua speaking, that's the ending passage. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You choose who you will serve. Joshua 24, 15, and then Deuteronomy 30 verse 19. Jesus Christ said, I stand at the door and what? And what? Knock, right? Come on, is that not right? I stand at the door and what? That means even Jesus Christ don't bash into people's houses. He doesn't force himself into people's heart. As important as salvation is, you cannot force people to be saved. They have to accept it. Is that not true? That is why the people forcing vaccination are not fear. If somebody wants to die, allow him to die. Why will you force us if we don't want it? Is that not true? As important as the blood of Jesus is, we don't force it on people. Because that is the kingdom. So once you see a leader that begins to force you, if you want to leave the church, he has to allow you to leave. He cannot force you to stay. Are you understanding? If you don't want to pray, nobody can force you to pray. Hope you know that. The person will allow you, but then the situation will make you pray later. But as a father, as a child, there is a level the child must pray. Is that not true? Because the Bible says, I know of Abraham, for he will command his children, his household, right? As a father, there is a level before they get it, but they must pray.
You cannot tell me in my house, in my machali, you are doing family devotion, and then you are playing game in your room. Let me not even talk before they come. Because it cannot happen. It shall not happen.
My biological father, he said, any Christmas you go to the house, everybody is in his room. So long as you are in my house, you must be home before 7. My eldest brother has 4 children. My other one has 2 children. All the rest, I am the 5th child. Just imagine the children he has. But if you go to his house, you are back by 7. You are not born till tomorrow. If I should go home today, I should be home by 7. You don't come, he will lock the, you will be honing outside. He has locked my brother several times. Till today, you'll be knocking, and you not going to open. You will know that you did something wrong. Because that is the law. At this age, he's doing this. I was thinking about my child that is 2 years old. I say we should pray. See, you are not praying. But when it comes to leadership, there's a level you cannot force people. Certain things you cannot force people. Are we together? So when people begin to force you to do certain things, it's not wrong. It's not correct, sorry. And then finally, when not to follow, when the leader has a lifestyle of sin, you should not follow a sinner. Now, it's a different thing when he fell to sin and then got back. Are we together? When he falls to sin and gone back, that is a different thing. But when lifestyle, it is lifestyle, like it's consistent. Don't follow that kind of person. He's deadly. But when he sins and then repented, you can still follow. But when it's a lifestyle, don't follow that kind of person. Now, I want to give you 20 qualities. Now, since all of you have said, I'm mentees, in the first service, I gave them 20 qualities of a good follower. In this service, I'll give you 25 solid qualities of a good mentee. How many of you want to hear qualities of a good mentee? How many of you want to be good mentees? You know what is a mentee? Somebody following, right? Okay, how many of you have noticed that when you have a mentor, after a while, he doesn't treat all of you the same way? Have you noticed it? This is the secret that I want to share with you. That is something that can make you get the attention of somebody anytime. Pastor Sam Adeyemi said that when he wanted to submit to Bishop Oyedepo, he went with his wife and sat down at the reception morning to night. First day. Second day, morning to night. Then he told his wife, I'm not coming again. So he went and did this and I'm about to share. After doing it, he said, one day he was in Nnamdi Azikiwe Airport and then Bishop Oyedepo was coming. He said, my son, where have you been? Bishop Oyedepo was the first to call him my son. Where have you been? You have been coming to see me, I don't know. Okay, come and see me now. Come tomorrow. Because there are things you will do that will make you to be listened to. That your father will separate you from the rest. Don't forget that Jesus Christ had 120. He had 70. He had 12. He had 3. He had 1. That John the Beloved. Is that correct? He classed his followers. He classed the 121st, then he classed 70, then he selected 12. From the 12, he said Peter, James, and John. After the Peter, James, and John, then he picked John again from them. So you can make yourself different from the list of followers. In your workplace, there are things you will know that you can be different from the remaining staffs. Are we together? Come on, are we together? You can make yourself different to your parent by learning this thing. The first thing is, listening to the audios and videos and read the books and the materials of your fathers consistently. Listen to their audios, watch their videos, read their books consistently. Daniel was mentored by Jeremiah. He said in Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, said, I understood by books. If your father or mentor has spiritual books, make sure you have all of them. How many of you is being father for Bishop Oyedepo? How many of you? Who is here as Bishop Oyedepo as a spiritual father? You not lift up your hand because you know the next question I want to ask. I can remember the first time I bought one message, 1,000 naira. It was a message for Dr. Paul Eneche, 1,000. One CD. I remember the first time I bought a pack of books, 20,000 naira. Was for my mentor. I was after NYC a lot of money, but when I had, Bishop Dagger, I said, hey, really? How much? 20K. I went, I did not even, it was not in my schedule, not in my plan. After NYC, no money. But I saw 20,000 naira books. I said, what? Wait for me. I went to 500 unit from zone 8 that time to go and buy that book. I took bike, 20k cash. Give me the book. Give me. Because I valued it. The way you connect your mentor is through their materials. You may never find 5 hours in your life to see that they are Adeboye for life. Get his messages, audios, and books and read all of them. Again and again. Come on, are you understanding me? You know, something has happened. Chelsea Day, Pastor Mind was preaching here. And then, you know, when he stood to preach, I was shaking my head like this because I could see myself preaching. It was like as if I was the one. The way I used to walk, the way I held the mic, the way I did introduction, the way I was like, what is happening? You know, if you had given me that message, exactly that was what I would have said. Then it just witnessed to my spirit. He has followed me for almost 1 year plus now. Every Sunday, every Wednesday, every Friday. Listening to me more than 4 times every week. One. Every time, sometimes I just be in his house and I'll hear my message plain, listening to it again and again and again. There is no how the spirit will not enter. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Listening to their audios again and again. I download gigs of messages. I just did 9 gig recently. It has finished. All messages, downloading, listening. When I say I pray for 10 hours, it means I listen to message for 10 hours. I play message and pray. Play and pray. As you do that, the spirit of your father and your mentor will rest on you. Are you following me? So anybody that is your mentor and they have a book, buy it. And they have a message, know their website and download it. Read it again and again. That is their secret. Hallelujah. Number two. This is different from the first one I taught on leadership. Number two. Ask wise and relevant question. Ask wise and relevant questions. Don't go and be asking him, sir, what kind of food do you like? Or which kind of, there are some questions that are not relevant. So, sir, how do you relate with mommy at home? See your mouth. There are questions you should ask, there are some questions you should not ask. As you are relating with your mentor, that is, I'm telling you the truth. There are wise questions you should not ask. There are things you should ask them. So how do you pray? Relevant questions. When they hear questions of wisdom, they will draw you close. Intentionally ask. When you ask questions, it's a sign of humility. It's a sign, I believe you have what I need. I believe you know what I don't know. Asking questions says a lot. Hope you know that. So once you are with your mentor, don't just sit down there like this. I don't talk when elders are around. That's the way we are in my place. Can you see that people from your place are broke? All of them are poor. All of them are not anywhere. Change the cycle. Begin to ask. How do you make your first million? Altogether, how do you do this? Ask relevant questions intentionally, wise. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. So when you meet your mentor, next time ask him wise. Have questions in your heart. Number three. Deep inward and outward show of respect to your father and to your mentor. Have deep. Let your respect be from your heart and not just outward. Show it in your heart and let it be external. I was discussing with my wife, first lady, January, when a man of God, I remember at my wedding, their pastor did something he has never done in the wedding of the history of the church. So I said, it will cause problem in the church. And he did it to me. Publicly. Then I said, why will he do something like that? She said that he know that you respect him. Because I truly respect him. I don't ever see him empty handed. Ever. Not one day in my life. Every time I'm going to see him, I must sow a seed. Anything I'm going, my heart honors him. Right from my heart. It is external and it is inward. So somehow, respect has a way to pull somebody to you. When somebody disrespects you, even if he's on his knees, Eka Rosa, you will know it's not true. Hope you know that. So honor your mentor from your heart. That even if you are sleeping, you cannot call him by his first name in your sleep. Do you understand? In your dream, you cannot insult him. That is when you know you truly honor them. Number three. You know the good part of this sermon is many of you here. I think I have only one or two people here that I mentor. So many of you, I'm not the one doing it. I'm telling you what you should do. So it's not as if I'm asking it for myself, right? Right? Are we on the same page? Alright, let me continue. Number three. Number what? Number four. Passionate affection towards your mentor or your father. Passionate. That one is respect. This one is hearty love. In Numbers 11 verse 27. In Mark 16 verse 10 also. Passionate hearty affection. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I remember one day I was with my biological father. And then they played Dr. Paul and Nature on screen. Now, I'm from an orthodox background. Nobody believes in tongues, all those kind of things. And then it was ministry and people were falling down. Then my biological father said, all these people that make me fall down, they are fake. Now, I was in a fix. This was my biological father and it was my spiritual father. Okay. So, what did I do? How many of you want to know what I did? Okay, I told my dad. I said, no, it's not true. I said, they are true. So, all your pastors in the church, that nothing is to happen. Every time you should go and come back dry. They are the ones that are real. But after talking to him, they kept quiet. So every time I enter the parlor from that day, any challenge they are watching, he will change it to dynamics and just take the remote. And from that day, anytime I enter the parlor, just change the dynamics, back to dynamics. And then when I go, then they will tell me, your pastor is preaching. In fact, I went home last December, and then to my amazement, Bishop Doug was preaching. And then two of them said, Bishop Doug, let us listen. I said, you know him? He said, yes. They began to tell me about him. Because I said a different, no, this person, they are not fake, they are true. All together? Yes. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. But I have passionate affection for them. I love them. You cannot insult my father in my presence. You can't. Now, if that was my biological father, think about somebody else that will insult him in my presence, and then I'll keep quiet. I love him with my heart. Hallelujah. Number two, obey instructions quickly you receive from them. Abraham got up early. 1 Samuel 15 verse 22, obey instructions quickly. When your mentor says submit by Friday, submit by what? Friday. When he said, call me by 2, call him by what? 2. When he said, I want to see you now, Bishop Oyedepo said one time, ask Bishop Benson, he just said, can you come to Benway tomorrow? Bishop Oyedepo said, it was not in his plan. But he said, yes, I'm coming. Say he drove from Katuna the next day to go and see him. Then when he saw Bishop, ask Bishop Benson, I said, you really came? Go on your knees. He said, from today, the grace of on time, I impart you. How many of you heard that story? Share that story before. You have not heard it? Okay. He said, Archbishop said, from today, I impart the grace of on time for you. Before the need arise, you will have it. So that was when his life changed. I was listening to Dr. Paul Enneche preaching. He said that Bishop Edebo will call him on the phone. Paul, that is Bishop now, calling him. Where are you? He said, sir, where do you want me to be by now? You know what I'm talking about? Where are you? Sir, where do you want me to be? And I'm going there. Okay, can you come to Lagos now? He said, I am on the way. He said, any schedule that he has is automatic. He said, once he has a call from Bishop, where are you? He said, he doesn't tell him where he was. He said, sir, where do you want me to be? And once he received instruction, any schedule he has in the world is cancelled. He said, ever since he started submitting to Bishop Oyedepo, he said, there is no time in the history of his life where he has a program that class with Shiloh. Do you understand? So obey their instructions. Instantly, once they tell you anything, your mentors, obey it. Are we together? I had my wife's mentor then told us one time when we were quoting, say we should fast for 3 days. I said, okay. Meanwhile, I have finished my own fasting in Lokoja. I've been fasting all the while. She could come and say, because your mentor said she fast for 3 days. I joined. So I joined in the fast. 3 days without no food, no water. I remember when I saw her, nobody would tell she was almost like vegetable, just waiting for time. But we did it. When he got to know that we fasted, he was shocked. He said, really? See, I tell many people to fast, one day they don't. But I said 3 days. He said, he didn't even mean without food and water. For he meant we should break in the evening and continue the next day. But we went all stretch. It endeared our heart more to him. Do you understand that? Once people, somebody knows that you are somebody that obeyed their instructions, you'll be close to them. Number 6, have patience with your mentor and with your father. Now, this point is very, very important. How many of you know that Bishop Oyedepo has not always been like this? He had his low days, two of us. We are there days when he was broke, when he was trekking, didn't have enough money. We had days like that. But Bishop Abioye stuck with him and was patient till the mantle began to work. Is that not true? Pastor Chris and Reverend Tom, he followed him when things... So, when you are following somebody and they are not yet big, be patient with them. They are patient with you. You to be patient. People that follow Apostle Salman, he was not like this. He has not always been like this. But those guys talk with him till he began to make the news. Are we together? So when you are following a father, when you are following a mentor, be patient. Don't run away because they are not yet big or they are not yet happened. It will happen when you run away and you come back. You cannot. Before you come back, somebody will have taken your space. Hope you know that. Hope you know that. Yes. So when you are following somebody, be patient with them. They will be big. Just keep following. Don't run away because they have not happened. Hallelujah. Sorry, you are blowing your heat, right? No, but next week Sunday, the fan will be blowing you. Praise the Lord. So sorry. So be patient when you are following. Be what? Patient. Don't run away because things are not happening now, because they are not making headlines. Number 3, privately and publicly attest your mentor. Identify them by name and their roles. Say, this is his name and this is his role. When somebody is your spiritual father, don't say he's my mentor. Did you hear that? Don't say he's my life coach. Don't say kiniko, all those English. Before, he's general overseer. Later, he's senior pastor. Now, he's lead pastor. We don't know the next generation, what they will say. Isn't that true? Before, he was general overseer. Then, later, senior pastor. Now, lead pastor. Very soon, he become, I don't know. Because some, it become what? Set man. Set man too. They have even already that one. Self. That one is before self. Set man came during senior pastor. Set man used to come for people that are not... People that hold churches are the one we call them senior pastors. Then people that run ministries, we used to call them set men. But nowadays, pastors, they are calling them lead. I don't know the one for ministry. I don't know. Anyway. But somebody is your spiritual father. Stand up stage and say he's your spiritual father. Don't be using grammar. Are we together? If he's your mentor, say this mentor. Publicly and privately. I've loved you, Bishop Oyedepo. All the sons that came up and called him as fathers, when he came up, he called them sons. Those that call him mentor, when he comes up, he called them mentor. What you say publicly is what he will say. You have to be the first to say it, not him be the first. I cannot call you a son when you don't call me a father. So that they will say, I am cobalizing you, I am forcing myself on you. Is that not true? The son has to start first. Praise the Lord. Number 8, be a blessing to your father and not a burden. Be a what? Blessing. John chapter 6 verse 70. The Bible says, I have called you, but one of you is a devil. One of them chose to be a devil inside the 12. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14. I remember mentoring someone about his relationship, and then he called me and said, sir, please, I don't want to be a burden to you. I want to be a blessing. This thing cannot work. That is concerning he and relationship, this thing cannot work. I don't want to be calling you and be saying, sir, she said this, I said this. I don't want that kind of situation. I don't want to be a burden. Every time he sees his call, let it not be another wahala again, he's calling. Sir, I dream, I see a mosquito. Sir, my mother is sick. Every time you call him, as if pastors are made for prayer points. When you have testimony, his number is on your phone. Is that not true?
You don't see your call at the end of the month when they pay you or when you have money. You don't call pastor. When there's wala, pastor. No. Don't be a burden. Anytime he sees his call, your call, let him be happy. There are people that when I miss their call, I'm in a hurry to return it. There are people that when I see their call, and then I have peace that it's not a wala, like they are not sick or something like that. So I'll call you later. It's not, if, the way you're looking at me is the same, all of you behave is the same way. It's not true. Are their calls will pick immediately or not? So that you don't look as if I'm the only bad person here. Are their calls all of you pick immediately or not? And there are calls you wait later when you're busy. Two or four. There are calls that no matter where you are, you excuse yourself. Because this call can be a very, very important message. But there are people that even if you are listening to a song and then the worship is blessing you, say, I'll call later. Yeah. But there are people that once you see their call, you pick their calls. So because learn to be a blessing. There are people I know that if I say I want to see them, no matter where they are, they will allow me to see them. Because they know that when I'm seeing them, I'm not coming with prayer point. I don't see them when I have a problem. I rather call or something like that. Once I say I'm coming to see you, it means I'm coming to sow. I'm going to be a blessing. I'm going to ask. I'm going to do something very, very beneficial. So be a blessing to your mentor and not a burden, and see how he draw you close to himself. You understand me? Everybody tends to run away from parasites and predators. Go back, Abba. It's not like that. But something that is positive. A woman of God, I was listening to her, she's from Mountain of Fire. One time she was preaching. She said that there was one NMPC staff that was also always sowing to her life. And then, NMPC were about to fire. And then she said, this one cannot be fired. She said she prayed, everybody above his head was fired. He drummed his name and began to pray for him and began to fire those under him. He was preserved in the job. Hallelujah. So be a blessing. Number 9, another body. Yes, number 9. Respect your mentor's time. Respect his boundaries. Are we together? Jesus Christ had people, he gave them close assets. If you are not given assets, stay where you are. There's one thing I know that you are serious with me. That is when I tell you 7 and you are there 7. I will never respect anybody I deal with when you don't value my time. Never. Because if you are seeing the president and the appointment by 7, you'll be there by 6:30. You will sleep in front of Aso Rock to wait till the morning. You will lodge an hotel in Abuja to see him. Two of us. You don't respect the time of somebody you don't value, but once you begin to respect that person, you value his time. I tell you, once you're close to me, I remember when I started relating to Pastor Mehmet, the first thing I told anybody is, my time is very important to me. 9 a.m. is what? 9 a.m. There's one of us, I remember, okay, I had an appointment with 2 people here, and then myself and Pastor Mehmet were talking, say, these guys came on exactly by time. You say, yes, it's like that. This person always keeps to time. It's like that. That's the way they behave. Once you begin to value time, you must respect their time. When they say, come to my office by 2, they don't say leave your house by 2. It means be there by 2. Once they say, I want call me by 12, it means by 11:59, dial. Do you understand that? Respect the time of your mentors. Respect their time. And then your spiritual father, anytime. Number 11. Now, intentionally ask for prayers. The first time I say ask wise and relevant question, number 11 now. Intentionally ask for prayers. Ask for counsels. Ask for advice on specific issues. Intentionally ask your spiritual father, what do you think about this business? What do you think about this girl I'm about to ask out? What do you think about this marriage? Are we together? Intentionally ask them. Most times, the reason why I'm using Pastor Mehmet most times because I've enjoyed working with him. But I say, sir, please, what do you think about this one? He has asked me a question about things I don't know anything about. Like, I don't know practically anything about. But you come to me, sir, please, what do you think about this? And then because you're a mentor, sometimes the Holy Spirit is minister to you or something like that, you have what to say. So what do you think about this one? What do you think about this? What do you think about this? You must ask intentionally. And then, please, sir, I want to do this one. Can you pray for me? Please, about this business, can you please pray for me? Intentionally ask for prayers. Do you understand me? Do you know what it will do to them?
what will do is, it will tell them that you believe in their prayers. Have you ever prayed for somebody like that as you're praying, the person's eyes is open? Amen.
Have you ever happened to you before? As you're praying, the person, amen.
As you are praying, you know that this person, you know, you're receiving a prayer. He's wasting your, two of you, you know, you're wasting your time. But there's a way you can pray for somebody, you know, this person believes in my prayer. So by asking, it shows that you believe that his prayer will work. The fact that you didn't ask, you mean you, even if you pray, nothing will, nothing shall. So ask them to pray for you. Ask them to bless the works of your hands. Sir, please bless this. Bless this. Are we together? Number what? Number 12. Never get familiar. Fight familiarity with your mentors. Many people cannot handle access. Do you know something? I have read a statistic that 70% of people that receive miracles in churches are visitors or first timers. How many of you have noticed it? You have noticed it, right? Many times it's first timers that receive miracles. You know why? The old members are new to our pastor. They're just down there with their goggles as if they're supervising him, or as if he's doing audition as he's preaching. And they're hearing him. So anytime he says, we know the way he preaches. Every time it's Abraham, David, and Saul. Every time it's like this. Every time it's 10 keys. Every time it's 2 keys. Every time it's the way this. Every time we know the. So as you're preaching, I'm just there hearing you. They don't get blessed. But when the first time comes and hears you say, what kind of a man of God is this? Their hearts are open. When you say, you are blessed. The first time I will receive it, but the rest will be like, amen. Amen. That's why you don't get blessed. Not many people can be in a place for 2 years and still get anointed by that same pastor. You must fight familiarity. Never get familiar. Pastors don't reduce. They grow in the anointing. Are we together? Come on, are we together? Never get familiar. The way you know you get familiar is because when you no longer get blessed by what you are sharing. But fight familiarity. Because you have seen him in his boxers, or because you have seen him in his shirt, because you have seen his chart, because you have seen his course, because you know his car, you know his family, you know his history. So anytime, isn't that this? And then you just take him for granted. Are we together? Say, I will fight familiarity. I will not be familiar. I refuse to be familiar. That is why intentionally don't accept some things. Don't get too close so that you don't know too much. There are some things it is healthier you don't know. Do you understand me now? Bishop Doug said he intentionally reduced the people that come to his house as a pastor. Intentionally. Because some members, the day they come to your house, so he has used our money to buy cushions, see his TV, and every day we're giving. But next day when they come, they're just like, okay, yes, he's eating our money. There are some, when they enter your car, when they see your car, it's our offering money. Hope you know it's true. There are people that want to give them access and they see the kind of, when they see your meat, when they see your food, there is chicken, there is fish, there is cow. This man has got a chop. And then we say, what's fasting? Think you'll be keen on fasting. And they become familiar. Sometimes, stay away. Or sometimes, pastor, can I wash your clothes? He said, never allow the church member to wash your clothes. Because when they wash, they see your clothes very, very dirty. They see your armpit. Ah! So when he was preaching, that's the way, this pastor is dirty, yo. No. Sometimes, don't even allow some things. Do you understand that? You yourself, as you are following, don't allow some things so that you don't get familiar. My wife talked with my mentors. If I talk to him one time, she speaks with him 1 million times. Like, the ratio of our communication, I intentionally stay far. So that any time I am close, I am getting blessed. Because I don't want to get too close. No. I stay far. She talked 1,000 times with him before I talk once. As a matter of fact, I only talk with him when I want to get instructions or receive. But we're always in touch. Always talking with her. Always there. They were always chatting. Always talking. Always phoning themselves and be calling. But me, I'm just there. And only be discussing, be ignoring me. I don't mind. Because I don't want to get familiar. Familiarity can kill access. I want the day he says, you are blessed. I will jump. Are we together? I remember the first time I was listening to Dr. Paul Enetche, I was saying, how are his members like? I was saying, members in Dunamis, their head should be boiling with fire. Do you know when the first time I went to Dunamis, I was in church and I saw one guy sleeping by this side, snoring.
I saw one guy snorting. I saw people fighting for chair and blood was coming out. I said, Jesus Christ. because they have been here for 7 years probably. So they have been attending healing and deliverance service. So what is the specialty? They have been there every Sunday, 5 services. So what is the specialty? Are we together? But never get familiar. Never what? Get familiar. Don't get familiar with the relationship you are in or with the person you are with. Don't ever get familiar. Because that girl you are taking is for granted. The day she leaves, your eye will open. Or that guy you think is just a normal boy, look at him. The day he leaves you, that way you know you have missed. There are people you will miss in love and you may never get them again. Hope you know that. Alright, number 10. Never approach your father or your mentor casually. Mentally and physically. Be prepared. You know, Amos chapter 4 verse 12 says, prepare to meet the Lord. When I am going to see my mentor or my father, every time I go with a tablet or a writing device, you must go ready to write. Is that not true? Come on, is that not true, guys? You must go there prepared. So the point is, say anytime Bishop calls him, he goes fasting. Yes. Say anytime Bishop calls him, he goes what? Fasting. Because you are blessed, can be changed his life forever. So anytime you're about to see your mentor, you have an appointment, don't just go there casually, just drag your bag like that. No. Prepare yourself mentally, psychologically, dress well. Don't wear pumps and just dress like that. Just wear t-shirt, just like together. Look as if even if he was not serious before he saw you, your appearance will make him serious. So that this person is serious for something serious. Come with the Bible and jotter and then say, as I was talking to you, then you open and be ready to write. You will know that this guy is serious. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? As he wants to talk to you, just open the jotter and put in front and put your Bible ready to write. He will say things he never wanted to say before. Yes. So never go there casually. Number 11. Or number what? Number 13. Consistently pray for the lifting of your father or your mentor. Pray for them. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 1. Paul asked them to pray. 1 Thessalonians 5 25. Colossians 4 3. Number 14. Attend the programs, seminars, services of your father and mentor. Now, how many of you know what is happening in Kogi State this week? What is happening? Healing and Deliverance Crusade, that got read Wednesday to Friday. So think about it, and I will say we have Wednesday service on Wednesday. Everybody come to service, after service we'll go there. Don't you think you need stethoscope to check my head? There is no service here this week. It's officially closed since when I had the announcement. I didn't even think twice. It's closed. We are all of us are there. You come here, you are totally on your own. Praise the Lord. We are all there. You don't have money to go. I will pay your transport. Let's go all together. Every one of us, let's be there. They have a program. Be there. They have a seminar. Be there. Organize the program. Fly in. Hallelujah. Fly in because very soon you start flying in. Say amen. Yeah. The way I'm talking these days, like God is changing some things. You are flying in. See, something, Pastor Min just sent me something yesterday night. We just did a transfer in dollars to one account recently. Like the church now, if we want to sow now, it's not naira naira. We change the money to dollars. Because we cannot be saying naira now. Naira doesn't have value again. We have moved to dollars as a church. If the church have moved to dollars, my life must move to dollars. It must move. The church cannot be counting dollars and you're counting naira for life. Every time 500 naira, 200 naira, 100 naira, 1000 naira, just no. The day we went to change dollars for the first time by myself and Pastor Milas, last month or last 2 months ago, that was when we knew how naira was not valuable. We went with tens of thousands, almost 100,000, and they gave us $50, $100. We could not believe our eyes. Those gave us one note like this, we could not believe our eyes. Hey! 480. And I said, man, our life must change. If you believe me, all of us, our lives are changing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Very soon, domiciliary account. Go and open your domiciliary account. See, you better be serious with what I'm saying. See, last year, I said some things to our church members. I said, very soon, we'll have millionaires among us. All, we are coppers. All. We are coppers. As I'm talking to you now, one of them have given 1 million
cumulatively in 1 month to this church in cash. Not promise, like, first Allah was 800K. Back to back, like that, 1 month, one of them. Now, if somebody gives 1 million naira, clean, traceable, pointable money. Because we said it, we believed it, and it happened. 2 days ago, I was looking at our pictures. July last year. In that picture, in fact, in that program, only one person was married. I told them by next year, all of us will be married. The picture I was looking, everybody in that picture was married. Yes. And most of the members married by before July. Because we said it and it is happening. All together. Now I'm saying we are flying. You better believe. Yes, you just have to believe. Now I'm talking about domiciliary account. You just have to believe. Go to the bank and tell them, how will I open a domiciliary? Get ready for a dollar account. Yes. Because when I said it, I went and opened a dollar account. I'm ready now. Say with me, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'll be talking about Naira for what? Like, Abuja, just be on the road sweating for 9 hours. When 33,000 Naira can take you to Lagos in 30 minutes. Is that not true? That's the flight to Abuja to Lagos, 33K. 30 minutes you are in Lagos. And then you'll be on the road afraid of kidnappers, afraid of armed robbers, sweating, somebody vomiting upon you, somebody searching color, you break all the goals on your life. You will not let your life cannot continue like that. Say amen. Yeah. Many of you don't even believe what I'm saying. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. By the time you arrive in Abuja, you just take your Uber, bring it to Abuja. Not that you go to Zuba and be entering car. No, Uber. Or a driver should be waiting for you to bring you back. You see, what I'm saying now was like a joke I was saying last year. And it has happened. As I'm saying it now, it's looking like a joke. But by our words, our lives are framed. And then if you believe it, it will happen. Every one of us, it will happen. Hallelujah. It will happen. Very soon we will not be trekking. Very soon. Very soon. Let people that are angry be angry. Let them be, if they are angry, they should be angry by now. They cannot be smiling at our poverty and be angry at our prosperity. Hey! I am trekking and nobody's talking that I'm stealing church money. Nobody's talking that I'm a fake pastor. But when I drive in an E-class and park here, he has touched something. I am ready for those days. I am ready. I am ready to prosper. I am comfortable when you insult me and I'm coming out of a plane. How many of you like that kind of persecution? Persecute me when I'm coming out of a plane and then when I'm coming out of a car in a good house. Persecute me after eating a good breakfast. Not persecute me with hunger and poverty. No. Say no. Hallelujah. Where was I when I got to this place? Attend their programs. Hallelujah. Be there. Number 15. Be humble. Never think you are different from other mentees. In 1 Corinthians 4 verse 7, he said, what is it that you have that you are not giving? Let's say you are in a group. You have a mentor and then the mentor has other mentees. Now, don't think you are special from the rest. And then expect him to treat you differently. Are we together? Come on, are we together? Because many people think, well, okay, all of us are sons of this, but I'm a special son. You're not a special anything. Wait until the person confers that specialty on you. But you yourself, don't take it upon yourself and think you are special. Are we together? Don't think you are special from other mentees. Number 16, be close and relate with other mentees and sons. If you know other sons of the same father or the same mentor, relate with them. Are we together? Love and respect your father's fathers or your mentor's mentors. Do you understand that? Love and respect what? Your father's fathers, your mentors, mentors. Ruth 1:16 says to Naomi, your God shall be my God. Your people shall be my people. Now think about it. If I submit to Dr. Paul, I don't believe in Bishop David Oyedepo. Don't you think something is wrong with me? Because the person I'm submitting to is believing on this one. So me, I will say, I don't believe in that one. Me, this one I believe on. No, if you believe in Dr. Paul Enetio, automatically you believe in the rest. Come on, are you getting me? Is that the Adeboye, Bishop Oyedepo, Dr. Paul Enetio, that is the equation. So if you believe in the one under, that means I automatically believe in the one at the top. Right? Yes. So you must believe and respect your father's fathers. In case you don't like them, you must respect them. And follow your mentor's mentors. Hallelujah. Say, Pastor Mill, just come and say, I don't like you to pull an entry. What did you say? It's not impossible. Hallelujah. That means I'm the wrong person to be in your life. Is that not true? Yes.
Say, my child was here, doesn't like his granddad. Hallelujah. Yes. Give feedback and testimonies to your mentors and your mentees. In Luke chapter 10 verse 17, they came and gave feedback of their testimonies of the missionaries' journeys they went to. When you have a testimony, come and share it. We had a conference. We have an anniversary, January. And then a man of God came and declared that in 3 months, we are moving out of our former auditorium. When he said it, it was practically impossible, heaven and earth. And when it happened, I did not stay in Lokoja and call him and say, sir, what you prophesy has happened to? It has happened. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No. I traveled down to Abuja. Sir, what you said has happened. Thank you. And then offered my envelope. Put out the writing. I cannot say and call you. Give them feedback. When they pray for you and you have results, give them feedback. When they gave you a formula and then it worked, give them feedback. Share testimonies back. Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? Learn to give them feedback and testimonies. And then be ready to run errands. Hallelujah. Number 20, never speak ill of your father or your mentor. Don't say anything negative. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 10 verse 20, a bird will carry it. Love them heartily. Number 22, be careful with the word God said. How many of you have met your spiritual mentor and said God said before? How many of you have done that? Don't do that kind of a thing. Hallelujah. Don't meet them and say, God said, as I was praying, God said that I should marry Sister Abigail. So when you say God said, so what are you doing here? When you meet them, don't always use the word God said. You know why? You don't want to know. When you say God said, you did not give it. That means he cannot say anything. Who is he to speak when God has spoken? You want to put him in trouble with God. That's what you're trying to say. Once you say God said, you have excused every human input. No human is permitted to talk to you again because God has spoken to you. So I should give you an answer that I'll be the one fighting God. No. When you go say, sir, this is the instruction I receive. But what do you think? Or what, why are you leading? Because the Bible says, in the multitude of counselors that is safety, God spoke to Saul and then sent him to Ananias. God spoke to men and then sent them to some men to hear. Because what you said, what you had is an instruction, but somebody with a higher light can understand it better and reveal it to you. Are we together? Come on, are we together? So be careful when you go to them. Don't use God said. When I hear somebody tell me God said, most times I check whether it's out of ignorance. If the person said it's out of ignorance, then I will respect it. But when I discover that the person is arrogant, see, there are people you should not waste your time helping. And so there are people that believe they've had God. I had God spoke to me in my right ear while I was praying this morning, sir. God spoke to me right in my right ear. It was so clear like never before. When the business building speaker said, okay, yes, it's true. Do that. That is why. Now, what have you waited? Have you started it? Start. Immediately, I will encourage him to start on time. Because, yeah, what should I say? I should say no. This is why actually, I will not put myself in trouble. God has said. So be careful when you're meeting them. Altogether, I told my minister, this is the lady I want. This is the lady I want to marry. This is the way my heart is drawing to. So what do you think? I cannot go and tell him, sir, this is the wife God said. God asked me to marry her. God told me this is my wife. But when I met him, I did not say, God said this is my wife. I said, sir, please, this is the lady I'm led to. Can you please pray about it? He said, okay, meet me tomorrow morning. And remember, he came for a program in Kogi State. And then I went and met him. So the next morning when I met him, he said, yes, I have peace, sir, but you can go ahead. I don't go and say, God said. God said, I've called you to ministry, so I'm leaving everything to go. Meanwhile, what God said is another thing altogether. Are we together? But because of your level of understanding, you understand it. How many of you have ever sent MMS to a Java phone? You know, those are the MMS. Have you ever received an MMS in a Java phone? It will turn 001 or something like that. It will not be a message. Why? Because the Java phone cannot receive a Symbian application. The message is heavier. So that same message, when you send it to a Java phone or a Symbian phone, it can interpret it. You understand it, right? Yes. So the same instruction, you will interpret it this way. But when somebody with a higher light see that instruction, it may mean something more than what you are seeing. So be careful when you meet your father's and mentor. So be careful with the word. I did not say don't use it, but be careful when you're using it. Hallelujah. Respect important people in their life. I am your mentor, your spiritual father. You must respect my wife. You know, it was when I married I understood why they say, you don't respect a man until you respect his wife. Because I cannot claim I respect Minister Ima, and I don't respect the girl he has chosen to be in his life. Is that not true? For him to have chosen that lady, that means there is something he knows I don't know. Yes. So you respect the man by respecting the people around him. So anybody around him, you go to their office. I have Prophet Makandiwa said that anybody, no matter who is the person in this world that come to see him and disrespect his secretary, he said he will never see him. Yes. So once you come and then shout at the secretary and passed, and then he knows that you shouted at the secretary, he said that he will not see you. He said no matter where you are from in the world, because if you respect him, you should respect his decision to have that girl as a secretary there. Oh, you know? Yes. You cannot claim you respect me when you don't respect the leaders in the church. It doesn't work that way. Or you don't respect... No. Respecting me means you respect what I respect. Right? Yes. So respect the people around them. And then never think you're better than a spiritual father. Because you are seeing... You know, nowadays we have some kingdom language. What is this kingdom? MS Kupal... Celestial vision, all those kind of language that young people use nowadays, especially this generation of chanting people. Hey, after chanting, now they begin to use some grammar. And then after while they come back to their host pastor in church, the pastor that has been pastor for 25 years, stronger, because he did not prophesy, because he said, no, this pastor is no longer blessing me. I heard this story from Apostle Joshua Salman. Said, how many of you know Dr. Umar Kwai? How many of you know Dr. Akpan of Kaduna State? So one day he went to preach, and then after preaching the first day, he said, come tomorrow for miracle. Then a young guy said, no. After the man kept, I said, took the mic, said, faith is now. You must be, I'm telling you, yes, true last story. Say, you must receive your miracle. And I began to pray. Then the man came up, took the mic. He said, it's not because I cannot pray for you to be healed. Then he prayed, and then some miracles happened. He said, I knew why I said should come tomorrow. That young guy was lucky that he was not cursed. Never think you are better than them. Once I know you are ahead of me, you are better. I respect you. All I need is to know that you are ahead of me. I will never see. Do you know something? My campus president or my campus prayer coordinator, every one of them that have been under them till today, if I see them, I cannot call them by their name. I still call them presido. I still call them PC. I still call them by that leadership position they held in my life. I still respect them. They're not pastors. But once upon a time, they were my leaders. They were what? My leaders. It doesn't matter where I am today. They were my leaders. And that time, they were better than me. So never think you are better than them. Never. Never. Hallelujah. And then never think you are irreplaceable as a son. Because you have your father, you think you are nobody can replace you. By the way I am in this church, nobody can replace me. Or by the way I am to this mentor, nobody can replace me. Once you think of something like that, you know what God will do? What God will do is he will not destroy you down, but he will raise somebody that will be higher than you. Do you understand that? I'm taking your time. How many of you are blessed today? Alright. Now, because of how the topic is... Okay, thank you so much. I just remembered. Okay, when you come up. Because of how the topic is... I don't know if you have a question about following. Just one question. Anybody with a question? Anybody? Alright. Now come be on our feet and begin to appreciate God and say, Father, we thank you. Say, Father, we thank you. Give him praise. Thank him. Appreciate him for what he has done. Appreciate him for your word. Hallelujah. Now I want to pray for you. I want to bless for you. Now many of you have followed this church for long and have followed for a while. And I want to bless you. How many of you want to be blessed? The Bible says, in this way shall you bless the people. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Every sacrifice you have served in following and dedication to church, may the Lord God replenish your pockets. Everything that serving God and commitment to service in this church has cost you, may it be replaced. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every pain, everything you have gone through, I declare that the Lord God honors you greatly. All the workers, all the servants, all the dedicated workforce. May the blessing of God cause you to be fruitful. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Alright, we have somebody. Okay, come on. Can we just sit down as part of me?
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.